Looks like you've got some extra room on your plate. How about a helping of fun talk and real stories? This is Sunday Brunch with Jamie West and Tracy Lynn on AM 900 CHML.
The show rolls on, and it is time for the Just Ask Bob Show radio edition with Bobby Asadorian of Triple R Renovations and the Just Ask Bob Show on Cable 14. Bobby, happy Sunday morning to you. Here it is, Mother's Day. I hope you're treating the ladies who are mothers in your life very well today.
Oh, yes, yes, and wish out a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in Hamilton.
Fantastic. Let's talk about HVAC. People hear the word HVAC, and I think some people think, oh, they're referring to central vac or vacuum cleaners. Not the case, right?
That can happen, and it has happened. I want to clearly demystify the process for all Hamilton listeners today behind HVAC work. Now, starting with HVAC, that is heating, ventilating, air conditioning, essentially anything to do with gas. Now, let's talk about the municipality. City of Hamilton does regulate anybody involved in HVAC work in Hamilton must have a master's license. Pretty well the equivalent to the one I have, the master building repair. However, this one specifically for gas. Now, Hamilton does not require permits, so there's a lot of misunderstandings that happen. This isn't a kitchen or basement bathroom renovation where you get a permit, you get inspections at certain intervals. Gas work can legally be done with no inspection. They're self-regulated from the TSSA. The TSSA is the Technical Standards and Safety Authority governing in Ontario all gas work, for furnaces, hot water tanks, fireplaces, your ducting, everything, and self-regulated. The man himself or the female who are TSSA licensed, they can put together the gas lines, they tag it themselves, no inspection necessary, guys.
How do you know if the person you're dealing with is TSSA licensed or approved?
Follow up. You can contact the TSSA, their phone numbers online, website. You can even, I believe, look up through your gas installer's TSSA number to make sure he's valid and that he's licensed. So like with regular contractors doing a kitchen, basement, or bathroom, or your chimney, you know, the onus here is, again, buyer beware. Because there's a lot of different ways this works. This is apprenticeship work. So the guy coming in could be a family, friend. He could be TSSA licensed or in part in-house licensed at a factory tying in gas lines. But that's not by any means that he's a licensed HVAC contractor to have the license to work residential. So, you know, buyer beware again. You have to be certain, you know, straight from the TSSA themselves, whether it's on their website or 2 seconds, pick up the phone and call them. So this is gas. We're talking explosions here. This is worse, just as bad as electrical, if not worse, and not as bad as general, you know, upkeep and remodels in the home. Nothing is more dangerous than gas work. You have to make sure they're licensed.
Are they obligated to show us this license as soon as we come into contact with them?
Yes, yes. If they hesitate, if they squirm on that, slam the door on them. And to back up a moment as far as door knocking, Tracy, if they're door knocking in general, again, slam the door on them, never mind even looking at a license. You know how I feel about the door knockers.
Well, there's a lot of them out there. And you know, here's the thing with them. They're very aggressive. They are actually pushing their way into your home.
That's why you have to slam the door.
Yeah, but they are being really aggressive with wanting to get in to look at all your units in the home.
But they're also lying. They're telling you, apparently, we own your hot water tank. Yeah. Hey, we're involved with the city. We're working in conjunction. They're lying. They're fibbing. They're doing anything they can to get in the door. This is a big issue. And as far as our city council here, to turn it politically now, they're letting us down. From what I'm understanding, to push this law into effect, it would apparently only apply to people peddling hot water tanks or furnaces. You know, they're missing a lot here. If they're going to enact the law to ban door-to-door, I want it for the paver, the roofer, the plumber, the chimney guy, anyone to do with home rental, or anything for that matter. Ban them all. But apparently they're going to put this through, and it's only going to include, you know, the common stuff that's always in the media. The guy that wants to look at your furnace or hot water tank or whatnot.
Yeah. Bobby, let's talk about the systems themselves. To most layman's eyes, a furnace or an air conditioning system, they all look the same to us. What do we need to know at the base level about HVAC systems?
Well, at the base level, there's a lot of scams going on. I've got the top five here. Let's look at the top five. Let me kick them out, and then we'll dissect them.
Okay.
Number one is the gas man doing work without installing a tag on the line or the unit. This is where they're self-regulating. They have to. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's a tag, either made out of paper or metal. It has their TSSA number on it and their contact information. That's the law. They touch a gas line, they have to tag it. They have to hang that tag there. If it's not hung there, real suspicion as to who did it. Number two, gas man doing work without an electrical permit, such as installing, many times or cases, a new electrical circuit to this new furnace or to the AC unit, must still involve an electrical permit. Now, another big one, upselling all the time. You see it advertised everywhere, furnace and AC combos. So instead of repairing the one that you have, they want to upsell you with a double combo. Now, number four, very, very common in Hamilton, your typical general contractor or handyman. He's doing a nice reno in your kitchen. You know, the plan or design says you're tired of electric in the final kitchen. You're going to have a nice, brand-new stainless steel gas stove. And he turns around and says to you, oh, no problem. I'll hook it up for you. Number five, and this one, again, I think the most popular, handymen, family, friends, all around town in Hamilton trying to install hot water tanks illegally because everyone wants to get out of the monthly rental bill. All the big box stores, clearances, sales, lots of promotion. Why rent? And I agree. Stop renting. Buy your own hot water tank. However, not the best idea, your neighbor, friends, family, or cousins to come in and hook it up for you.
So basically, just stick with getting a professional to do this and, like, just for safety reasons, really.
But check that person out. You know, the people that claim to be professionals, but they're not, is what you're saying, right, Bobby?
Oh, no, in every single aspect. Doesn't matter who it is you're paying for. I mean, anything besides the local variety store for a chocolate bar. Trust cannot be given out blindly. Trust must be earned. Validate their information. You know they're okay. Recommend them to death. Tell the whole world. Brag about them. But only after you know they're legitimate. Buyer beware in every single case.
Okay, we only got a couple of minutes left, but let's talk again about the differences in HVAC systems. They all look like square gray boxes to me that sit on the basement floor with a bunch of pipes coming out of them. I can't tell one from the other. I'm assuming there's a difference in the inner workings of these things and the components and the quality of them. How do I know as a consumer what I should be looking for?
Well, a good gasman or the salesman or the company, it's their job, the onus is on them to explain all the product lines. Now, you might have to pull some teeth here and get them to explain everything. That's why. Get maybe three estimates. Now, efficiency, that's the key. Efficiency. Mid efficiency to high efficiency. The regular ones that required a chimney are no longer in use. You've got mid, you've got high, you've got anywhere from mid 80s to high 90s percentage of efficiency. So if it's 90% efficiency, every $1 you spend on gas, you're going to get 90 cents heat out of the furnace. 10 cents will be going to the waste. So efficiency counts. Money correlates to the level of efficiency. There's brands, there's two-stage units, there's electronic air filters, you know, that clean the air that can go in conjunction with the furnace.
Yeah, are they for real, those things, or are they a come-on?
No, they're good units. Nothing wrong with them at all. You know, try to get a good price point on it. Again, okay. It depends because various companies will upsell those like crazy. You know, be a smart consumer. Try to push to get a good deal. They're always making that static pop crackling noise.
Mm-hmm.
They will give you typically the best air cleaning. Then there's whole house air exchangers, which are sucking out the air, bringing in clean air from outside. There's lots and a lot of involvements with gas.
Okay. On the subject of the electronic air cleaners, I mean, this could probably be a topic on its own. You mentioned just now that, you know, that's the optimum way to get probably the best clean air quality that you could hope for in a home. I mean, there are other things. I know there are HEPA filters and this kind of thing. But how do you clean those things? They have metal blades and metal parts. You pull them out, the cartridges out. What's the best way to clean them? You just run them under the tap? What do you do with those things?
Run them under the tap. And again, double check for homeowners out there, but I'm pretty certain CLR, that product you can buy, that works wonders with it.
Okay.
But again, with anything, you have to maintain it. You leave that in too long, just as bad as a paper filter, you could actually damage the furnace motor itself if you leave anything in too long. So a true professional is going to not only educate you on all the components, the efficiencies, the products, the options, they're also going to give you a 1-2-3 walkthrough how to maintain it, how to change the filter or clean the filter. That's important. That's what you get from a professional.
Yeah. On the air conditioning side, because we're getting into the cooling season, have you got any tips or any pitfalls that we should avoid that are sort of top of mind?
Well, yes. A lot of research has come out lately to bust the age-old myth that you have to tarp and cover the air conditioning unit in the backyard
on
the side of the home. Do not cover it. All the latest research shows all that does is trap moisture inside, which can start to rot and damage the components.
Okay.
You want to make sure that it's uncovered and you let it breathe. That's honestly the best way to protect the unit, you know, throughout the winter months.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you have a true professional, bring them in, especially in the fall before the winter. Do a maintenance check on the furnace because it will cost you so much when it dies, typically on the coldest day of the year.
All right, Bobby, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like to chat with you?
Accessibility, that's my middle name. www.justaskbob.com or just pick up the phone and call me. 289-649-0196. And a shout-out to our favorite electrician, our sponsor, John Tenbrink of JMT Electrical. The most honest and respected in the business. Calling him for all your home and commercial needs. You can find him on our website.
Excellent. Bobby Asadorian from Triple R Renovations and the Just Ask Bob Show, Cable 14. Thank you so much for this. As always, sir, a great education. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
And thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Take care. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Lots more to come on this edition of Sunday Brunch with Jamie and Tracy and Mungo Jerry on AM 900 CHML.